This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There used to be a time in America when journalists would correct stories if new information comes out that contradicts the claims of their stories. Well, that day, of course, is long gone when it comes to the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, USA Today, you name it, all going after Trump with the Russia collusion hoax. These media organizations, it turns out, were not just wrong, they were part of the conspiracy to commit a political coup in the United States. Because if you wanted to summarize the Mueller report, it could be stated as this. The Mueller report found that President Trump obstructed the Democrats' attempted coup. There you go. That's the summary of the Mueller report. And the media was part of it. So we had the deep state, we had the mainstream media, and then we had, you know, the Obama officials, the FBI, these institutions or departments involved in this political coup. The media went along with it. They were complicit. They hired, in many cases, some of the very same treasonous traitors who were, quote, leaking false information to try to have Trump arrested and prosecuted as a traitor to America. I mean, think about that. They were accusing Trump of one of the most serious crimes that any president could even theoretically commit, which would be the treason of conspiring with America's enemies to overthrow our democratic republic. And yet that's exactly what the leftists did. This is exactly what James Comey did, and John Brennan and James Clapper and Andrew McCabe and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and all of them, Peter Strzok. They committed the very treason that they were accusing Trump of committing. This has all come out now, and there's more that's going to come out throughout the year as criminal charges are leveled against these deep state traitors who carried out these acts. But the point of this podcast is that the media has zero credibility at this point. And I want you to understand what that means. It means that you can never trust a single story, any story, from the New York Times or the Washington Post or CNN or MSNBC or the Huffington Post or BuzzFeed, you know, on and on. These organizations, after they were caught fabricating their stories, they have refused to retract them. Think about that. So the days of journalism self-correcting are long gone. In fact, you can't even call it journalism anymore. Journalism is gone. It has been replaced by this extremist left-wing activism that pretends to be journalism, but is actually a disinfo propaganda system, the Ministry of Truth, classic Orwellian style. It's all about pushing disinformation and lies to the people in order to misinform people, which is the opposite of what journalism is supposed to do. What's truly fascinating about this is that all this time from 2016, actually 2015 on, it was the independent media that was attacked and discredited. Remember the Prop or Not group that even named two of my websites as being, as working with the Russians, right? They claimed I was working with the Russians along with everybody else, the Gateway Pundit, you know, Zero Hedge, InfoWars, you name it. That was just pure propaganda on their part, right? Well, they have gone out of their way to discredit the independent media while the mainstream media lied. And it's the independent media that got the story right. Think about this. Now, 2.5 years later or so, we've come to find out that Natural News was right all along. I reported that the Russia collusion hoax was a hoax from day one. You can go back and check the stories. We covered it on newstarget.com, which was also one of the sites named falsely as working with the Russians. I mean, if you can believe that, it's insane. But we got it right. We got the stories right. New York Times got it wrong. We, the independent media, we were more accurate than the New York Times. We are more accurate than the Washington Post. We are more accurate than CNN. Provably. because we got the story right again and again and again all these years when the media was conspiring to fabricate fake sources, write false stories, and misinform the American public. And yet, we were banned. We were deplatformed by all the tech giants because we were right, because we defended President Trump, because we exposed the lies of the fake news media. We were deplatformed. And the mainstream media was given dominance over all social media and search engines, Google rankings, Google News, YouTube videos, Facebook, you know, everything, Twitter. So my question is, when does this get reversed? When does the New York Times get banned for being fake news? When does the Washington Post get banned and deplatformed off of Google and Google News and all these platforms? When is the ban of natural news going to be reversed? Because we are the accurate media. We are the real news in America and the other independent media organizations along with us as well. We are the real news. We report the truth. The mainstream media reports lies. And so it's only lies that are allowed to be seen now across all the tech platforms, social media, etc. And when is the New York Times going to retract the thousands of stories it published that are now provably false? Huh? When's that day going to come? When is CNN going to retract anything? All the lies they've pushed over these years. How about the Washington Post, which is an extension of the deep state, by the way? And here's a question. Why does anybody believe anything the FBI says anymore? The FBI is a corrupt organization from the top down. The FBI is a bunch of liars and traitors. And I keep hearing people say, like Sean Hannity will say, well, this isn't talking about the rank and file FBI agents. It's just a few people at the top. Well, I say, if the rank and file FBI agents are so good, why didn't they expose the corruption at the top? Why didn't they clean house themselves? Why were they willing to carry out these corrupt orders of treason from the top? Why is the FBI out arresting this militia group leader who had helped border agents arrest and round up hundreds of illegal immigrants that had crossed the border illegally? And the FBI is out there spreading lies about that guy, claiming that he had plotted 5 years ago to assassinate Obama. Does anybody believe the FBI anymore? Does that claim of the FBI carry any credibility at all? No, of course it doesn't. The FBI fabricates anything they want at any time. And the agents are out there in the field pushing the fabrications, arresting patriotic Americans who are trying to protect the border. I don't buy it anymore that the rank and file FBI agents are good men and women. No, they're not. They're all corrupt. They're part of the collusion. They're part of the corruption. Until the FBI is reformed or shut down, you can't trust any of them anymore. And until the New York Times is shut down and the Washington Post is out of business, you can't trust anything they print ever again. And until Twitter is taken offline or its CEO, Jack Dorsey, is arrested and charged with racketeering, criminal fraud, violating the rights of Americans, and so on, you can't trust anything you get in a Twitter feed because it's shadow banned, it's censored, to censor all the voices of truth. And to highlight the voices that are lying to you all the time. Leftists, treasonous deep state actors, you know, radical Democrats and extremists, and the terrorism that they promote because they're all defending Islam, radical Islam terrorism, and they're all attacking Christians, and it just goes on and on. So you need to understand, I think, we all do, that things have changed dramatically. You can no longer have faith in any of these institutions, not the media, not the FBI, not the government, not even the rule of law, not the judges, not science, not medicine, none of it. It's all filled with lies, and they are deliberate lies to mislead you. The only place you can get the truth now, well, there's a couple places. Number one, you can read the Bible. You can get the truth from God, because the Bible is actually the Word of God, written down by people who were in essence, inspired by the Word of God. So that's one thing worth mentioning. The second thing is you can get the truth about current events from naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. In fact, we were one of the few websites that was relentlessly pursuing the truth and publishing the truth this entire time. And now we've been proven correct again and again and again. Isn't it interesting? So check it out, naturalnews.com. And you can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. That's the video free speech website, the alternative to YouTube. It's spelled Brighteon, EON.com. Check out my channel there. It's called HR Report. Thanks for listening. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products. And we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.